Atamarie, coming up in today's program, Kiwi travel bug puts wind in Air New Zealand's wings, smelter slumps to a large loss, and I'll bring you the latest from the money markets, where an ugly sell-off is underway on Wall Street. What Air New Zealand is losing because of reduced Asia flights, it may partly recoup with a reported surge in South Pacific sales. The airline expects a virus-related impact of up to $75 million in its full-year earnings as it cuts services to the Asian market. But Flight Centre's General Manager of Product, Victoria Courtney, says sales are holding up as locals look for new destinations.
So Fiji, Rarotonga have definitely seen really good sales. We've had strong growth across the Tasman as well. But we've also seen some good growth to Bali and the USA as well. And I think probably what we're observing is some lead time changes. So booking probably closer, a little bit closer to departure. We always say New Zealanders are very resilient travellers and travelling is in Kiwis' blood, so I think we've seen just Kiwis change the destinations that they've been booking.
Victoria Courtney says more consumers are also buying insurance in case they need to cancel their trip. The TY Point aluminium smelter has slumped to a large loss because of volatile prices and power costs. Pacific Aluminium, controlled by Rio Tinto, made an underlying loss of $46 million from the previous year's $22 million profit after accounting for hedges used to insure against power price volatility. Here's business editor Giles Beckford.
The smelter's production was up about 4%, but that was nothing against a 15% fall in world aluminium prices, even before the rising costs of power, raw materials and labour. TY Point's made profits in five of the past 7 years, but the company says the latest result shows why it's under review. That's due to be completed by the end of next month and may result in a cut in production or even closure. Power companies Meridian and Contact, as the main electricity suppliers, are looking to trim prices, but it may need government intervention to reduce transmission costs in some way to secure the smelter's future. This is Giles Beckford.
Competition in the business letter delivery sector is getting keener. Freightways says it's having to battle hard to retain customers as New Zealand Post steps up the competition. A decline in Freightways' postal division was a factor in its 13% fall in its first half profit. The chief executive, Mark Trohier, says it's had to cut prices to compete with the state-owned operator.
Letter delivery actually maintained its customers and largely maintained the volume it had, which is a pretty remarkable achievement for a postal business. The hit we have had is that we've had to discount our rates. So New Zealand Post have provided a rebate to customers who use their services into areas that DX Mail deliver into.
The chief executive of Freightways, Mark Trohier. Whanganui businesses needing a hand up to expand and take advantage of strong regional growth are getting a boost from the region's Economic Development Agency. Whanganuian Partners says it's going to help about 60 businesses develop their business plans. It's offering workshops starting today on how to plan for expansion. Here's business growth advisor Tim Easton.
We've come off the back of a pretty strong economic run lately, and a lot of our businesses are looking to grow either into new markets or to take on new staff. And that's sort of when the need for a business plan is popping up.
How many hours would you say it takes to come up with a business plan if you already knew everything you needed to know?
Oh, that's a tough one. You'd probably push it out over a glass of vino in an evening, I guess. Depends entirely on the size of your business, the industry you're in, sort of how fast-paced it's changing. There's a whole lot of variables and how deep you want to go into some of the questions as well, I guess.
That's business growth advisor Tim Easton, and he was talking there to Nona Peltier. Turning to the markets now, COVID-19 fears have infected the world's markets and an ugly sell-off is underway. Wall Street is deep in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 3.5%, nearing 1,000 points. The other indices are down by just as much, if not more. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is down almost 4%. Our own top 50 index took a big tumble yesterday, its worst day in 4 months, closing down 216 points at 11,857. Tourism-related stock suffered the most, especially in New Zealand after its profit warning yesterday. The New Zealand dollar is buying at 63.5 US cents, 96 to the Australian, 49.2 British pence, 0.585 euro, 70.1 yen, 4.46 yuan. Brent crude oil is down more than 5% to $55.30 US dollars a barrel, and investors are sprinting to safety in gold. It's at its highest price in 7 years, up almost $30 US dollars to $1,673 US dollars an ounce. That's business for now. I'll be back with more on the markets at 8:30.